The Norman region for Special Olympics has recently received a significant boost in funding, thanks to the generosity of the 100 Women Who Care organization. Marlene Enberg, the regional leader for the Norman region for Special Olympics, revealed that the organization has an adult bowling program called the Thompson Stars of the Special Olympics, catering to approximately 25 to 30 bowlers with disabilities. Enberg explained, usually, the bowlers have to pay for the games, where they bowl one game and they pay that fee. Some of the athletes are extremely good bowlers and need to train with more than one game. And with $3.50 per game, for each person, that adds up very quickly. So this donation will give them the chance to practice and be able to do more than just one game. The generous donation of $7,100 from the 100 Women Who Care will provide crucial support to cover the costs of the bowlers on a limited income, enabling them to participate in more games and further hone their skills. Enberg emphasized the importance of this funding, noting that it will allow the athletes to pursue their passion for bowling without financial constraints. The donation, presented on the 14th of May, will support the Special Olympics for a year, marking a significant milestone for the organization and the athletes it serves. In addition to the support for the bowling program, the Norman region for Special Olympics will soon be sending 11 athletes to the track and field competition in Selkirk on June 1st. Notably, 7 of these athletes have never participated in a competition before. The event will feature running events, standing long jump, and javelin, showcasing the diverse talents of the athletes. With the youngest participant being 10 years old and the oldest 23, the region boasts a vibrant community of young athletes in track and field sports. The impact of the donation from the 100 Women Who Care extends beyond the immediate support for the bowling program, as it underscores the vital role of community organizations in empowering individuals with disabilities to pursue their athletic endeavors. The recognition and financial aid provided by the 100 Women Who Care in their April quarterly meeting reflect a commitment to addressing the needs of organizations like the Norman region for Special Olympics, enabling them to continue their valuable work in fostering inclusivity and sports participation for individuals with disabilities. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.